Racehorses run faster than they used to. It's not because of better breeding or new training methods. No, scientists say it's new ways jockeys are guiding their horses using the laws of physics. NPR's John Hamilton has more.
Hello, way they go!
From the instant the starting gate opens, a modern jockey is working really hard.
Now Zeta Blue right there in second.
During a race, a jockey's heart may exceed 180 beats a minute. Frankie Lovato rode more than 15,000 races before retiring a few years ago. He says all that exertion by the jockey is making it easier for the horse.
While the horse is running underneath you, you're basically trying to be weightless on top of their back. And instead of inhibiting their rhythm and their stride, you're actually encouraging it with your upper body, with your arms.
Now scientists have some data to back up that claim. Alan Wilson is a professor of locomotor biomechanics at the Royal Veterinary College in the UK. He's part of a team that was trying to figure out how much energy a horse uses to carry a jockey. As part of that effort, they began studying the history of horse racing. And they noticed that jockeys in the UK had radically changed their riding posture in the early 1900s. Instead of sitting upright in the saddle, they began to crouch and put their weight on the stirrups. Wilson says it was an American jockey named Todd Sloan who developed the new style.
This guy, Sloan, was banned from riding in the US and moved to the UK in 1897 and started riding horses in that way here. That style was quickly adopted across UK racing over the next 5 to 10 years.
And winning race times improved by 5% or more. Wilson says that suggests the new posture greatly reduces the effort required to carry a jockey. To find out, his team began using sensors to track the relative movements of horse and jockey on the track. Wilson says the sensors showed that while the horse moves up and down with each stride, the rider doesn't.
So the jockey's a bit like a person skiing down a mogul field. Their feet are going up and down, but their body is following a smooth path.
The jockey is also compensating for the rocking motion of each stride. All that compensating reduces what a physicist would call inertial losses. And Wilson says that's why it's become easier for a racehorse to carry a jockey than, say, a sandbag of equal weight.
A jockey standing up and using his legs like pistons to isolate himself from the movement of the horse, the horse has to support the jockey's weight, but doesn't have to move the jockey through the horse's movement.
Wilson says there is a catch, though.
It's really quite difficult to do. If you actually ride on a horse or ride a horse simulator, it actually involves quite a lot of balance and coordination, because you're standing connected by your feet to something that's bobbing along at 40 miles an hour.
Even so, Frankie Lovato says jockeys have continued to find ways to ride more efficiently.
As time went on, and we got into the 30s and the 40s, jockeys rode with shorter and shorter stirrups and found that it was a more effective way to make a horse run faster.
And Lovato says in the past decade or so, they've begun to study digital images of races to refine their technique even more. They've also begun practicing on something Lovato invented called the Equisizer. It's an artificial horse that lets jockeys simulate the experience of riding a race. The new research appears in the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.